Let us worship God and sing to his praise from Psalm 22 and the beginning of the psalm. Psalm 22, the metrical psalm from the beginning. My God, why hast thou me forsaken? Why so far art thou from helping me and from my words that roaring are? All day, my God, to thee I cry, yet am not heard by thee. And in the season of the night I cannot silent be. But thou art holy, thou that dost inhabit Israel's praise. Our fathers hoped in thee, they hoped, and thou didst them release. And so on to verse 6 from the beginning. My God, why hast thou me forsaken? Most holy and ever blessed God, as we sing these words so clearly authored and indeed the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, in that suffering that was his, as he endured the pains of hell, as he stood in our room instead, enabling us now to come together today to seek to remember his death till he come. And thy people, Lord God, are those today who acknowledge that they know that Christ died for their sins and that he was forsaken and that he was indeed despised and rejected of men, that he became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And that again, O Lord God, not because of his sin or his deserving, but in the Roman stead of his people. And thy people here this morning are those who will seek to remember his death in a manner that becomes us, those who are sinners saved by grace. And we thank thee for every one of thy people who are gathered here this day, whatever their background, whatever their denomination, whatever their situation at this time, that if they are thine, that they are precious to thee, and they are those who have come to know thee and to love thee. We thank thee, Lord, that thy word makes clear that if we are saved today, it is not because of any good thing in us, but that it is all of grace, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him, that they would not perish, but have everlasting life. And it is not that we loved God, but that he first loved us. And for that, thy people are ever thankful. And we pray today, Lord, for all thy people gathered here. We pray for those who are thine, wherever they may be. We pray, Lord, that thou would also remember those today who cannot be with us. And we particularly think of our brother who wished to profess faith for the first time today, but because of illness is not able to be with us, that thou would be with him where he is. But we are thankful for our brother who seeks to, for the first time, to witness in this place that he loves the Lord. We do ask, most holy God, that thou would remember us all at this time. And as we consider the happenings even of these last few hours, as we see the sinfulness of sin and the terrible tragedy that happened in this city, O Lord, we commit to thee thine own people, and we pray for the families who are particularly mourning today. And we ask, O Lord God, that out of this tragedy, that thou would do good, and that people would cry to thee and seek thy face earnestly, casting themselves upon thee, for it is with thee that there is mercy and forgiveness. And those who have so tragically lost their lives, we know them not, but thou knowest. And if thine own are amongst them, O Lord God, that those who are left behind would be able to give thanks that they are now with Christ. But we know also that those who have gone, that they are indeed beyond our prayers now and our praise. And so we commit all to thee. But here particularly today, that we would remember another death, and would remember the one who died, and that he would be before us, O Lord, today, and that by thy Holy Spirit quickening us in our souls, that we would indeed be able to do as he commanded, to remember his death till he come. And we thank thee that day is coming when he will come again to take all his own to be with him where he is. And, O Lord God, what a wonderful hope is ours to be forever with the Lord. May that be our thought and our prayers. And remember then each and every one of us, and any amongst us especially today also, who will be onlookers at the table, who may not as yet have put their faith and trust in Christ. We pray for them, that thou, most holy God, would speak to them today to realize their own need, to cast their burdens upon the Lord, and to know thee as the living and the true God, the Savior of sinners. So be with us, keep us from sin, keep our minds from wandering, and the glory shall be thine in Christ. Amen. Would you turn now to the Holy Scriptures, to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Christ according to Mark and chapter 15. Mark chapter 15. And we read verses from the beginning of the chapter. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away unto the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which has been interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over, The King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, And he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves, With the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which has been interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out, and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. And so on. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own holy and inspired and infallible word. We'll take up the singing again in the same psalm, Psalm 22. And taking up the singing at verse 7. Singing verses 7 to 10. All that me see laugh me to scorn, shoot out the lip to thee. They nod and shake their heads at me and mocking thus do say, This man did trust in God, that he would free him by his might. Let him deliver him, saith he, had in him such delight. So we'll sing 7 to 10. all that me see laugh me to scorn.
All that